This episode of Rebecca Enchanted is brought to you by FTM Travel. FTM Travel has earned the distinction of being named a Disney earmarked agency with a dedicated team that is ready to help you with all of your Disney destination dreams. From Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, and Aulani in Hawaii, let our agents turn your vacation dreams into your dream vacation. There is never any fee for our services. They are complimentary when you book your vacation through us. Visit our website at www.ftmtravel.com. So that's F as in ferry, T as in trip, M as in mother. Again, that's www.ftmtravel.com or email us at info@ftmtravel.com. Be sure to mention that you heard about us on the Rebecca Enchanted podcast. Welcome to Rebecca Enchanted, a Disney planning podcast. I'm Rebecca Mitchell, your fairy podmother. Thank you for listening to this first episode. I'm going to talk about the Walt Disney World resorts, but first I wanted to share a little bit about myself and this podcast. So I grew up loving all things Disney. I loved going to Disney World and Disneyland as a child. And then when I had my own child, I couldn't wait to experience the magic through his eyes. So one once-in-a-lifetime trip turned into several trips after that. And then it got to a point where I wanted to help others with my knowledge and experience. So I became a travel agent that specializes in Disney destinations for FTM Travel. So I would love to help any listeners with their vacations. I absolutely love my job. This is my passion, and I love helping people plan their vacations. So about this podcast, I'm going to mostly discuss Disney World because it just kind of takes the most planning. But in subsequent episodes, we'll also get into Disneyland, Adventures by Disney, Disney Cruise Line, and Aulani. So again, thank you so much for listening. I would love to have your feedback. You can find me at Rebecca Enchanted on Facebook and Instagram, and then also my website, RebeccaEnchanted.com. All right, let's get into the Walt Disney World resorts. So there are over 20 resorts there with three different categories: deluxe, moderate, and value. I'll get into what each of those categories entails here in a minute, but first I want to talk about the advantages and benefits of staying at a Disney resort. So one of the biggest advantages, I think, is being able to make your FastPass reservations at the 60-day mark for your entire length of stay. To give you some context, everybody that has a ticket to Walt Disney World gets three FastPass reservations that they can make in advance. If you're off-site, you're able to make those reservations at the 30-day mark. And if you're staying on site, you're able to make those at the 60-day mark. And by the time you get to that 30-day mark, a lot of the really popular fast passes are gone. So at Epcot, that's Frozen Ever After. At Magic Kingdom, that is Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. At Animal Kingdom, it's Flight of Passage. And at Hollywood Studios, that is Slinky Dog Dash, among others. But those are really the most popular ones, the most difficult ones to get. So on-site guests have the advantage of being able to book those at 7 a.m. Eastern at the 60-day mark before their trip. And most of the time, not all of the time, you're able to get some of those really popular rides. And that's a huge advantage because a lot of those waits can be 1 hour to 2 hours, sometimes longer than that. So you're able to save yourself waiting in those lines by getting those fast passes early. And then in the same kind of line of planning, you're able as a resort guest, you're able to make your dining reservations at the 180-day mark. So same thing where there's a lot of restaurants that have that are hard to get into, like Cinderella's Royal Table and Chef Mickey's. So on-site guests have the advantage of being able to make those reservations 180 days out, and then they can make them for the length of stay. So that's a huge advantage. One of the other advantages is the complimentary airport transportation. So if you're flying in and out of MCO, which is Orlando International Airport, you'll be able to use the Magical Express, which picks you up from the airport and then also takes you back to the airport. So you really won't have to rent a car if you don't want to. And you'll be able to use the Disney transportation throughout your stay. So I think being able to, you know, have that airport transportation is a really big advantage. One of the other advantages are the extra magic hours. As an on-site guest, you're entitled to take advantage of those extra magic hours. Every day, one of the parks will open early or stay open later, and they will check your bands for those extra magic hours, your magic bands. Make sure you're an on-site guest, and then you're free to go on the rides, you know, that not everybody is able to go on if you're not an on-site guest. And then you will also, as an on-site guest, you'll get a complimentary magic band. So that is your ticket to the park. It is your room key. It's your fast passes. And then it also enables you to charge back to your room. You'll get a PIN code. Only on-site guests are able to charge. So that eliminates the need to have to carry a lot of stuff with you as far as money and cards and that kind of thing. So those are just some of the advantages. Otherwise, they are also, like, all of the Disney resorts are really immersive. You're really immersed in the Disney atmosphere. They have some extra features, like they'll have movies under the stars. They have incredible pools. They're just, it's more than just a place to lay your head at night. It's a real resort feel with great restaurants and great activities for your family to enjoy. Now I want to talk a little bit about each resort category. So first of all, we're going to talk about the deluxe resorts. Those are really going to provide the ultimate in convenience to the parks. They're distinguished in having the most amenities, the nicest views, the most dining and transportation options. The rooms will have interior entrances through a hallway, and then the rooms will feature two queen beds, and some rooms will have an additional day bed or bunk beds. So deluxe rooms are able to accommodate five, in families of five in most cases. And then most will have a private balcony or patio. The pools will have large slides, and they're big, big hit with kids. And then in the deluxe resort category, there are kind of some different options. So there are villas that go anywhere from a studio to three bedrooms. And so that's great for larger parties to be able to all stay in one room. And then one of the other kind of caveats about deluxe resorts are there are three different resorts that are kind of deluxe plus, if you will, because they're on the monorail line. So that is the Polynesian, the Grand Floridian, and the Contemporary. The Contemporary, you're able to actually walk back and forth to Magic Kingdom. It is super, super, super close. But if you don't want to walk, you can also use the monorail. The monorail is fantastic for several reasons, because it's super easy. But one of the other great advantages is if you have someone using a scooter or a stroller, you're able to just get on the monorail without having to fold up the stroller or to, you know, get out of the scooter and sit in a different seat. So those are huge advantages for families that have strollers or scooters or that kind of thing, to be able to just get on, get off, especially if you've got a sleeping child in a stroller. So much easier to just roll onto the monorail and roll off without having to take that child out and fold up the stroller. And the monorail serves both Epcot and Magic Kingdom. So that's something to keep in mind if you're looking for really super easy transportation. That's really a really great advantage of those resorts. Another great feature of the deluxe resorts is the dining. So a lot of the deluxe resorts will have more than one table service restaurant, and then they will also have a quick service restaurant. So if your family is looking for several options that are at your resort, you don't have to go to another resort or a park, the deluxe resorts are for you. They have so many options. At Contemporary, they have Chef Mickey's as well as the California Grill. And at the Polynesian, they have Ohana as well as the Spirit of Aloha. There are just so many fantastic dining options at each of the deluxe resorts. And as you get into the moderate and value categories, they still have dining options. They just don't have as many. I want to highlight a few other deluxe resorts The Yacht Club, Beach Club, and Boardwalk are all in the same area, and they are within walking distance to Epcot, and then there's also a boat that will take you to Epcot. And those are great options that will take you to the International Gateway, which is about halfway between the World Showcase and Future World. So it's nice to go into that other entrance there, and it's very nice to be able to walk back at the end of the night. And then all of those resorts also have a boat that will take you to Hollywood Studios, which is fantastic, especially as the crowds increase for Hollywood Studios with Toy Story Land and then Star Wars Land coming in 2019. That boat is a really great transportation option. And then to further highlight Yacht Club and Beach Club, they share a pool which is called Stormalong Bay, and it is hands down the best pool on property. There's a portion that has a sand bottom that the kids really, really love, and there's a lazy river. So that is a really, really great resort option if you are looking to spend a little bit of time relaxing at the pool. It's a huge pool, and I highly, highly recommend that. Okay, moving on to the moderate resorts. These resorts will have two queen beds, and some of them will have an additional fold-down bed to accommodate five. Most of the moderate resorts will have a table service restaurant and also a poolside bar and a food court. The pools have slides with them and water features. And then these rooms will have, they will be an external doorway, so they're not in a hallway, but you will have an external door, and they do not have private balconies or patios. They will all have resort transportation via bus to all of the resorts. Most of the moderate resorts are really large and spread out with several buildings, so you are able to get a preferred room at those resorts. And that will get you closer to the main building, which houses the guest check-in, the gift shop, the food service, as well as a bus stop there. Most of the moderates also will have several bus stops throughout the resort, so you don't always have to go to the main building as your bus stop. I want to highlight a few of the moderate resorts. So Port Orleans French Quarter happens to be my favorite moderate resort, and it is smaller than the other moderate resorts. In fact, there isn't a preferred room option there because it's just not necessary. And they have one of my other favorite highlights of Port Orleans French Quarter is that they have beignets in the food court. They do not have a table service restaurant, but you are able to get over to Port Orleans Riverside to, you know, have a table service restaurant if that's what you'd like. Port Orleans Riverside is another fantastic moderate resort. It has two sections. There's the Alligator Bayou section, which has the rooms that have a fold-down bed, so that can accommodate families up to five. And then there's the Magnolia Bend section, which has standard rooms, but then it also has the Royal Guest Rooms, which are fantastic if you've got someone in your family who's really, really into the princesses and fairy tales and that kind of thing. One of the other great features of Riverside is the River Roost, which is a family-friendly lounge that features the performer Yeehaw Bob. And if you ever get a chance to check him out, it is super fun, just really, really lively entertainment, and it's fantastic. Two of the other moderate resorts, Coronado Springs and Caribbean Beach, are both gorgeous resorts with beautiful grounds. They both have fantastic pools. Caribbean Beach is one of the resorts that has the fold-down bed, so they can accommodate a family of five. I just want you to be aware that both of those resorts are under construction and will be for the foreseeable future. So just keep that in mind as you're looking at resorts for 2018 into 2019. When talking about the value resorts, I'd like to break them up into some different categories. The first one I want to talk about is Art of Animation. Art of Animation has a section that has standard rooms and it's themed after the Little Mermaid. And then there are three other sections that each contain family suites, and they are themed in Cars, Lion King, and Finding Nemo. The Finding Nemo section is closer to the main building, with the food court and the bus stops and the guest check-in and the gift shop. So those are priced a little bit higher for that convenience. The family suites have a separate bedroom with a queen bed and a bathroom. And then out in the living room, there's a fold-down table bed that's a double bed, and then a fold down couch bed that is also a double bed. And then there's also a small kitchenette and then another full bathroom out there. So that's perfect for larger parties and guests that want a little bit more room to spread out and guests that would like a closed off bedroom. And then back to the Little Mermaid section. So those, as I mentioned, are standard rooms with exterior doors. I should say that the family suites all do have interior doors, whereas the Little Mermaid section, those will have exterior doors, and then they have the two double beds, as I mentioned. One of the really great features of the Art of Animation Resort are the pools. So while they don't have slides or anything like that, they do have a large pool that's themed after Finding Nemo, and there's music that plays underground or underwater. And then each of the other pools are just really, really neatly done with really great features. So the pools are super, super cool there. The next value resort I want to talk about is Pop Century. Pop Century has recently undergone a refurbishment with the rooms, so they now all contain two queen beds. One of them is stationary there all the time. The other is a fold down of a table bed. So, and you know, if it's folded up, if you have a smaller party, you can keep it folded up and it's a table there for you. And then if, you know, you've got a larger party, you're able to pull that down and it's another queen bed. The room updates are just really fresh, really clean, and they've got tons of USB ports. They're really, really, really well done. And one of the other great features about the Pop Century Resort is that they have their own dedicated buses. I didn't mention that with Art of Animation, but they do also have their own dedicated buses. So it's a really good option for transportation. And you'll see when I talk about the All-Star Resorts that those all share buses. So in the value category, I really highly recommend Pop Century for that factor. The Pop Century rooms will all have exterior doors, and then it's also a resort where you're able to get a preferred room that costs a little bit extra, but it will get you closer to the main building where the bus stop is, the food court, the check-in, and the gift shop. The last value resorts that I want to talk about are the All-Star Resorts. That's All-Star Sports, All-Star Movies, and All-Star Music. I want to talk first about All-Star Music because they have family suites in addition to standard rooms. So those family suites have interior doorways and they do get you closer to the main building. And it's like Art of Animation, they do have a closed off bedroom with a queen bed. And then out in the living room, there's a twin size sleeper chair, a double size sleeper sofa, and a twin size sleeper ottoman. So those are, and then there's another bathroom out there. So that's another great family suite option for larger parties or parties that want more space and a closed off bedroom. And then there's also a kitchenette there. So in addition to the family suites, they have the standard rooms at All-Star Music, and those are rooms where you're able to get a preferred room to be closer to the main building or the standard room. And then that's very similar to the other All-Star Resorts, All-Star Sports, and All-Star Movies. There are the preferred room options that get you closer to the main building, and then just the, you know, the regular standard rooms. At those resorts, I really recommend those preferred rooms. When it's a larger resort like that, maybe in the morning it doesn't feel like the biggest deal to go ahead and, you know, walk to the bus stop in the main building. But at night when you get back, and if, especially if you're carrying a child that's sleeping in your arms, that those extra steps really count once you've been walking all day. So again, I highly recommend those preferred rooms. Now, a few other things about All-Star Music. All the All-Star Resorts, they are going under a refurbishment as well. So they are updating them to have the same thing as Pop Century, where it's a queen bed and then a fold-down table queen bed. So they're slowly getting through those rooms. That's going to be through 2019 that those refurbishments are taking place. And then, as I mentioned before, the All-Star Resorts share buses, you know, amongst each other. So you, as an All-Star guest, you're able to use any of the pools at any of the All-Stars or any of the food courts, but they all do share buses. So that's just one of the reasons I recommend Pop Century sometimes, is because sharing those buses, you know, at the especially when they're real busy at the beginning of the day or at the end of the night, is just a little bit more convenient to have more dedicated buses at a, you know, with a smaller resort, not buses that are covering three resorts. There are definitely some resorts in each of the categories that I didn't mention here, and I will spend more time in future episodes. I will dedicate an episode to each of the resort categories and go into them into some more detail, but I did want to give you a brief overview, and I thought it was a good place to start the podcast because that really is the first place you need to, you know, the first thing you need to look at when you start to plan your Disney vacation is where you're going to stay. So that's going to do it for this first episode of Rebecca Enchanted. Thank you so much for listening, and I would appreciate if you would spread the word so other people can find the podcast. And then if you want to reach out to me with any feedback or ideas for things you'd like to hear on the podcast, you can find me at Rebecca Enchanted on Facebook or Instagram, and then you can email me at RebeccaEnchantedPod@gmail.com, and Rebecca is R-E-B-E-C-C-A. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you real soon. Thank you.